Hello again. Now, as I speak, we haven't yet quite got our mitts on any deeply frozen COVID vaccine, but it's on the cusp of popping up on this lovely island for sure. So many queries, it's head spinning at the moment. The marathon versus sprint notion probably does apply here. It's going to take time, clearly it is. This whole thing will take time to roll out, finding our way literally with daily new information to hand. Already, though, we've had discussions arising concerning so-called vaccine passports, in other words, allowing you to travel freely on and off this beautiful island with relative COVID security. Will it happen? Who knows? Hopefully not. To my knowledge, this is a non-starter, surely, in the liberal UK and Isle of Man. However, just look across the pond to the United States and think, I remember not so long ago having all kinds of issues getting some Manx students into USA colleges because they hadn't had two jabs of the MMR. They just had one. It was a real mess. Some democratic countries and societies are not as liberal as you might think. Although, given this horrible term herd immunity, the likely or at least projected COVID vaccine percentage immunity offered, the numbers taking up the jab, or rather jabs, and hopefully this will throw us some sort of hope of continuing low community levels into the future until the next one arrives. New vaccines, of course, are not routinely initially tested on certain groups. Children, vulnerable disease groups, pregnant women, of course they're not. A spread of age groups, adults, fully cognizant of the process with due diligence, information, safeguards to hand, with informed consent, would be those initial, shall we say, brave souls. Repeated testing of these groups has been ongoing, of course. So-called double-blind trialling has been going on, probably the only way to really show results. In other words, two groups of vaccinated adults, some with active vaccine, some with non-active jabs. Blood test outcomes, immune response, side effects, all this sort of stuff, checked and double-checked. Rush through, not a chance in my mind. Move quickly through the numerous stages, oh yes, money talks in this instance, of state versus hand in glove with private sector. Moving in the same direction, they all just push together on this open door. It has to be done. The vaccine hurdles, this stuff we need to leap over, wouldn't be lowered. I am absolutely sure of that, regardless of what certain nearly 80-year-old birthday White House infectious disease specialists are reported to be quoting. Updates will flow this next several days. I can assure you of that. Meantime, back in the front line, little flu about, thank the Lord. There is time, of course. Last year it was all about November. It's normally about after Christmas and New Year, though. We'll wait for that with dread. Suddenly, though, a chicken pox bout, a flurry, is about, it's just popped up. Remember last month it was all about shingles? Well, this month it's about chicken pox. A seasonal thing, this little pox. Why the name? Well, numerous theories abound. I like best the notion of an enfeebled form of smallpox, which of course was a lethal disease in the Middle Ages. Chickens do not get chicken pox, weirdly. Varicella is the medical term, widely used throughout the world. Many countries, perversely, offer a jab to children to improve their immunity against this disease, including, as ever, the United States, Canada, much of South America, and many parts of Asia. Perversely, the UK NHS does not offer a routine jab for chickenpox in its childhood vaccination programme, except for those vulnerable groups, wherein chickenpox, which is usually mild, of course, could be devastating. Or as an antibody, fully loaded, as in Boris Johnson's oven-ready word. Appropriate here, I suppose, to those vulnerable groups who have come into contact with the pox. Shingles, of course, well, it's the same thing. The same virus. The two, hand in glove. We can treat chickenpox with antivirals, as deemed appropriate, ideally within 24 hours of the rash actually appearing, with stuff called, well, typically acyclovir. It can delay the virus spreading, reduce potentially the chances of more disease developing. Some of these are rare, but not nice. Pneumonia, encephalitis, a viral inflammation of the brain, devastating occasionally. Now, things like, well, chickenpox is typically most infectious from about 2 to 3 days prior to the rash appearing to about 5 days after it pops up. Incubation period, brewing time for catching this, from catching it to rash, about 18 days on average. You can find chickenpox blisters on any skin surface. Eardrums, eyeballs, oh yes, eyeballs, tongues, inside the mouth, private parts, the lot. Nowhere is potentially spared. But thankfully, complications are indeed rare. Unless, for example, you start having a really good pick at these little poxes and you get a secondary skin infection like impetigo, as some children do, but it's readily treatable. All good seasonal stuff, eh? Till next week. Cheerio.